Thanks once again, Tim. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge make news using Norwich Airport on both outward and return journeys, and local landmarks Thurn Mill and Kett's Heights are also in the news. Those and other items make up our last batch of news this week.
The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and their children have taken an economy flight from Norwich in the wake of the row over the Sussexes' use of private jets. William and Kate, joined by Prince George, Princess Charlotte, Prince Louis and their nanny, travelled on a £73 Flybe flight from Norwich Airport to Aberdeen International Airport. They were heading to Balmoral for their annual break at the Queen's Retreat in the Scottish Highlands. Then they returned after a few days. Richard Pace, Managing Director of Norwich Airport, said, "It's always a great privilege to welcome any member of the royal family to our airport."
It is an iconic Broads feature which has attracted people for several decades. And now Thurn Mill, one of only two working wind pumps in Norfolk, will be the centre of a new community project. Owner of the wind pump, Deborah Nicholson, wants to collect people's memories of it through audio recordings, pictures and artefacts of the building. The Capturing Thurn Mill's Memories project will be funded by £2,034 from the Love the Broads charity and £900 from the Water, Mills and Marshes project. Mrs. Nicholson, who is supported by volunteers to maintain the mill, said, "We are chuffed with the grant. Thurn Mill will be 200 years old next year, and it is still working. I wanted to make it a really big birthday bash for the 200th year. The history of the building itself is well documented, but people's memories are not. It is about letting the public know about it. It is also about being part of the community because the mill is iconic. The documented memories will be available digitally, but also in hard copies, which will be held in the Wind Energy Museum in Reps with Bastwick."
A historic city attraction has remained closed after works were stopped following storm damage to a dangerous tree above a gas pipe. Kett's Heights was shut last week after a storm several weeks ago caused damage to a sycamore tree located above the high-pressure fuel line. The steep, secluded spot on Kett's Hill was expected to reopen last week, but a spokesman for the volunteer organisation Friends of Kett's Heights confirmed the site had remained closed over the bank holiday weekend. A Norwich City Council spokesperson said tree works did start this week but stopped on the advice of the gas company, who need to come out and inspect the site to ensure that it is safe to continue.
A construction firm, which collapsed after 155 years, owed £1 million to around 250 suppliers, including many local businesses. Jill Building, which folded in June, had been operating since 1864 and focused on school and council contracts from its base at Colton, west of Norwich. But it called in administrators in June after it said contracts dried up. Its managing director also blamed the Rumour Mill for its demise, which he said made it hard for it to get supplies. The company, which had 48 staff, owed £1.56 million, including £1 million to suppliers, according to a report from administrators, which has just been published. The administrators said they hoped to pay back about 8% of that.
A man who took his parking ticket appeal to a tribunal has been backed by the watchdog, who agreed the area's road signs were unclear. Earlier this year, Nigel Diath was one of several drivers handed tickets for parking in Stanley Avenue in Norwich, just off Harvey Lane. Permit holders only signs are dotted along the road, but at the Harvey Lane entrance, another sign warns motorists they are entering Zone C, which is in force from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. The driver said it suggests the permit parking enforcement ends at 6:30 p.m. Norwich City Council maintained that the sign relates to single yellow lines in the wider Zone C district, and that the 24/7 permit holder only signs were the ones to abide by. Mr. Diath, who lives on Harvey Lane, appealed his fine, saying the signs were misleading, and when it was rejected by the City Council, took it to the Traffic Penalty Tribunal, where adjudicator Deborah Gibson agreed the signs were not clear, scrapping the ticket and saying the alleged parking contravention did not occur.
A historic Grade 2 listed pub will go up for auction after no buyers have been found in the last 3 months. The Buck Inn on Yarmouth Road was put up for sale by its owners, iPublican Partnerships, formerly known as Enterprise Inns, for £350,000 in May. In a statement, when the pub went up for sale, a spokesperson for the company said the decision to sell the pub's freehold was made after careful consideration. But 3 months on, no buyer has been found, and the pub has been listed for auction next month. It has been listed with a guide price of £290,000 with Auction House East Anglia. The pub, parts of which date back to the 12th century, will go under the hammer on September the 11th at the Dunstan Hall Hotel.
Well, here we are at the end of this week's edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. When you've finished listening, simply place the memory stick in the wallet supplied and pop it into a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. Please remember that the postal service is free, so you do not have to pay postage.
Our thanks go to the whole of the team that produced this week's recording, including editor Christine Gillam and sound recordist Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. We have an answer phone where you can always leave a message. The office is not always manned, so if there is a delay in getting back to you, do not worry, as we definitely will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So now we'll say goodbye from Robin and me, and hope you've enjoyed this week's edition.